/gamechangers.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
It's 84 degrees in Lawrence, 85 in Manhattan. It is 3:06, and you're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also 91.3 FM in Junction City, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines at 3:30. Then, what exactly is FISA? It's a surveillance law that makes it easier to spy on suspected foreign terrorists overseas. There are plenty of critics of this program.
Over time, it has become a rich source of warrantless access to Americans' communications, and that's why the law is so controversial.
A closer look at Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, also known as FISA, coming up here on KPR. Stay with us.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at spiderartconstructors.com.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, clear skies tonight, less humid than we've seen the last few days, lows in the upper 50s, sunshine tomorrow with a high in the lower 80s, 40% chance of rain tomorrow night with a low in the mid 60s, then the rain returns on Saturday and could be heavy at times. There's a 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms on Saturday. And obviously, it's going to be humid. We're expecting a high in the mid-80s.
Support for KPR comes from the Free State Festival, presenting a concert by Robin Hitchcock on June 26th at the Lawrence Arts Center. Details at freestatefestival.org.
It's 83 degrees in Topeka. The time is 3:20. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is the program. Steve Inskeep, Layla Fadel, and Matthew Alchio will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Busker Fest, presenting USA versus Turkey Viewing Party on June 25th, 4 to 11 p.m. Celebration on New Hampshire Street and Viewing Party in the Lawrence Arts Center. More at lawrencebuskerfest.com.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up in just about 35 seconds. It's 85 degrees in Manhattan, 82 in Atchison, and the time is 3:30.
News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas property tax relief continues to be one of the major issues on the gubernatorial campaign trail. The three Democratic candidates hoping to replace Governor Laura Kelly differ on the issue. One of those candidates, Overland Park Mayor Kurt Skoog, sees property taxes as primarily a local issue, with one big exception.
There are state issues. There's 20 mills, right, that comes from the state.
While touting the low property tax rate in Overland Park, Skoog says he wants to, quote, build consensus on the issue. State Senator Ethan Corson wants to double the exemption on assessed property values. He also plans to freeze property taxes for senior citizens, give a tax credit for renters, and offer all Kansans tax breaks on vehicle registration. State Senator Cindy Holscher wants to stop giving corporate tax breaks at the state level, which she says passes the tax burden to local governments. A second data center has been proposed for DeSoto. It would be constructed near the Panasonic battery plant. The Lawrence Journal World reports preliminary plans for the data center were submitted to the City Council last week. It's the second major data center proposed for DeSoto. The other one would be built near the intersection of 103rd Street and Evening Star Road. Both projects still face multiple bureaucratic hurdles before construction could begin. Local opposition is likely. Opposition to a renewable energy project is one of the reasons for a proposed zoning plan in southeast Kansas. There's currently a moratorium on renewable energy projects in place, and an energy company is pursuing a solar project in Cherokee County. The draft plan would impose additional requirements for large-scale land use, such as renewable energy. The county is working with a planning firm called Confluence to develop their plans. Christopher Shires is the vice president.
This is a long-range plan for the future of the county. It is broad in nature. It is big picture, but it is just a guiding document. It is not an ordinance. It is not law.
Building renewable energy projects would require a special land use permit under the proposal. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, we are expecting clear skies overnight, less humid than the last few nights with lows in the upper 50s. Sunshine tomorrow with a high in the lower 80s, partly cloudy tomorrow night with a 40% chance of rain and a low in the mid 60s. The heavy downpours return on Saturday. We do have a 90% chance of showers and storms with heavy rainfall possible on Saturday afternoon. It's 3:35.
This is All Things
The City Jazz Band. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Hope you can join us live at Green Lady Lounge, Saturday, 6 p.m. on KPR.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 96.1 in Lawrence, lots of other frequencies too, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline in Headquarters, Kansas, offering confidential crisis counseling by phone, text, and chat to Kansans in need 24 hours a day. Online at kansas988.org.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. We will have an update of news headlines for you at 4:01. At 4:06, we will meet a former supporter of Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass, who's actually running against the incumbent mayor this year.
I have been frustrated at the lack of focus on the issues that matter most to me and that I think matter most to Angelenos.
More from L.A. City Council member Nithya Raman on why she thinks she deserves to be mayor coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering the New York Times and Washington Post online, Ancestry.com, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
It's 83 degrees in Topeka, 85 in Manhattan. It's 10 minutes before 4 o'clock, and this is KPR. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. It's Morning Edition on KPR. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence. It's 4 o'clock.
This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Andrew Carnegie Foundation, formerly Carnegie Corporation of New York, working to reduce political polarization through support for education, democracy, and peace. More information at carnegie.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Cancer Center, offering full-service cancer care from diagnostics to treatment to recovery, all in one place. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
The time is 6 minutes past four. This is KPR.
To All Things Considered.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.7 in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for spending part of your day with us. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 4:30. At 4:36, we are going to talk more about the man who they say is going to be nominated to be the next director of national intelligence. It might not be who you thought it was when you woke up this morning. Then we are going to learn more about what is going on with the Knicks fandom. Professional basketball team, the New York Knicks, one win away from being crowned NBA champions. Their fans are, not to put too fine a point on it, kind of going nuts.
It's so interesting to see what kind of creative things they come up with to show how excited they are. In short, they're crazy.
More on the fever that is gripping residents of the Big Apple coming up here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
Clear skies expected tonight throughout northeast and east central Kansas. Bit less humid, lows in the upper 50s. Sunshine tomorrow with a high in the lower 80s. The rain returns this weekend.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, a Kansas-based retirement savings company seeking employees who want to make a difference in their careers and communities. Details on current openings at securitybenefit.com.
86 degrees in Manhattan, 83 in Atchison. It is 4:20.
Support for...
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Steve Inskeep, Layla Fadel, and Matthew Algio will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting Alison Krauss in Union Station, June 21st at Topeka Performing Arts Center. Tickets available through Ticketmaster.com. That's Alison Krauss in Union Station at Topeka Performing Arts Center, June 21st.
Stay tuned. News headlines coming your way in approximately 35 seconds. It's 84 degrees in Topeka, it's 86 in Manhattan, and it is 4:30.
Beginning tomorrow, this is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. There's been a lot of debate on whether Kansas got a good deal when it convinced the Chiefs to move away from Missouri. The topic has even come up on the campaign trail. The Democratic candidate, endorsed by Governor Laura Kelly, State Senator Ethan Corson, says the economic impact will be a victory for Kansas City, Kansas.
It is going to be $1 billion a year in new economic activity in that area. It is going to be 4,000 permanent jobs created.
But another Democratic candidate, State Senator Cindy Holscher, still has some concerns. She says the move is, quote, a gamble, and would have preferred more incentives for local businesses rather than just corporate chains. The other Democrat running for governor, Overland Park Mayor Kurt Skoog, calls the incentives, like those in the Chiefs deal, a key tool for growing Kansas business. A Trump administration push to gut funding for oceanic research could trigger dire consequences in, of all places, Kansas. That's according to a report released this morning. The Ocean Conservancy argues that most Kansas storms are fueled by moisture from the Gulf of Mexico. So understanding what's going on out there is critical to forecasting the weather up here. Jeff Waters with the Ocean Conservancy says the White House budget proposes deep cuts to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's research budget.
If Congress goes along with what the administration has proposed,
It would be devastating for NOAA. It would be devastating for our ocean observing capacity. And it would have very real impacts on the weather forecasts and the services that people rely on everywhere, including places like Kansas.
Kansas Senator Jerry Moran is pivotal to those decisions because he chairs the Senate subcommittee that controls NOAA's budget. Opposition to a renewable energy project is one of the reasons for a proposed zoning plan in southeast Kansas. There's currently a moratorium on renewable energy projects in place, and an energy company is pursuing a solar project in Cherokee County. The drafted plan would impose additional requirements for large-scale land use, such as renewable energy projects. The county is working with the firm Confluence to develop the plan. Christopher Shires is the vice president of Confluence.
This is a long-range plan for the future of the county. It is broad in nature. It is big picture, but it is just a guiding document. It is not an ordinance. It is not law.
Building renewable energy projects would require a special land use permit under the proposal. You're listening to KPR.
This is All Things
Cocktail Hour, Saturday, 7 p.m. on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 in Lawrence, 99.5 in Manhattan, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Union Station, presenting The Berlin Wall, A World Divided, presented by Chase, featuring over 200 artifacts, personal testimonies, and sections of the Berlin Wall, now open. More information and tickets available at unionstation.org.
Thanks so much for tuning in to All Things Considered this afternoon. We are closing in on 5 o'clock. At 5:01, a fresh update of news headlines. At 5:06, we're going to learn more about all the rhetoric we have heard about Iran today from the White House. The president is amping up what he's saying about Iran, even as he confirms that negotiations are ongoing. Iran and Israel say, we don't know about any negotiations, so it's a conundrum. We will look into it with Mara Liasson coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from KU School of Professional Studies, an economic engine for the region, providing career-specific degrees, professional development programs, and leadership workshops that strengthen communities. More at sps.ku.edu.
It's 85 degrees in Lawrence. It's 10 minutes before 5 o'clock.
This is All Things from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege, but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org. From the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who help people, communities, and the planet flourish. More information is available at hewlett.org. And from the Public Welfare Foundation.
At what point would attacks between the U.S. and Iran become a return to all-out war? That story on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, the latest national, international, and regional news. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We have news headlines coming up in 1 minute. It is 5 o'clock.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. This is All Things Considered.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available for upcoming performances, including An Evening with David Sedaris, a cappella group Straight No Chaser, plus more. Details at lead.ku.edu.
A severe thunderstorm watch has been issued until 9 o'clock tonight for Allen, Linn, Neosho, and Wilson counties. That does include the city of Chanute. The time is 5:06.
From NPR. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.9 in Atchison, and many other frequencies scattered around the state, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, we have an update of news headlines at 5:30. Then, coming up at just about 5:40, it has been 10 years since the mass shooting at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida. Grief for the 49 young people who died is still felt throughout the community. We will pay a visit coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu.
A severe thunderstorm watch is in effect until 9 o'clock tonight for Allen, Linn, Neosho, and Wilson counties. It does include the city of Chanute. Right now, we are seeing a pretty aggressive thunderstorm a bit to the south and east of Chanute, not including Chanute proper. And I have been reliably informed that it's kind of hard to hear our KPR broadcast if you get very far outside of Chanute at all. But our Chanute listeners, be aware. Heading down to Parsons isn't a great idea right now. Clear and less humid tonight than we've seen in the last few days. Lows in the upper 50s for tomorrow. Sunshine and a high in the lower 80s. Tomorrow night, a 40% chance of showers and storms, and rain moves in pretty seriously on Saturday.
Support for NPR.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering locally grown vegetable starts, cool season flowers, seeds, and growing supplies. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
Do have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect till 9 o'clock tonight for Allen, Linn, Neosho, and Wilson counties. Currently have a pretty substantial thunderstorm going on down south and east of Chanute. News headlines are next. It's 5:30.
Seoul in Tallahassee.
Stocks rebounded on Wall Street, finishing higher across the board. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas property tax relief continues to be one of the major issues on the gubernatorial campaign trail. The three Democratic candidates hoping to replace Governor Laura Kelly differ on the issue. One of those candidates, Overland Park Mayor Kurt Skoog, sees property taxes as primarily a local issue with one exception.
There are state issues. There's 20 mills, right, that comes from the state.
While touting the low property tax rate in Overland Park, Skoog says he wants to, quote, build consensus on the issue. State Senator Ethan Corson wants to double the exemption on assessed property values. He also plans to freeze property taxes for senior citizens, give a tax credit for renters, and offer all Kansans tax breaks on vehicle registration. State Senator Cindy Holscher wants to stop giving corporate tax breaks at the state level, which she says passes the tax burden to local governments. A second data center has been proposed for DeSoto. It would be constructed near the Panasonic battery plant. The Lawrence Journal World reports preliminary plans for the data center were submitted to the City Council last week. It's the second major data center proposed for DeSoto. The other one would be built near the intersection of 103rd Street and Evening Star Road. Both projects still face multiple bureaucratic hurdles before construction could begin. Local opposition is likely. Opposition to a renewable energy project is one of the reasons for a proposed zoning plan in southeast Kansas. There's currently a moratorium on renewable energy projects in place, and an energy company is pursuing a solar project in Cherokee County. The drafted plan would impose additional requirements for large-scale land use, such as renewable energy. The county is working with the firm Confluence to develop the plan. Christopher Shires is the vice president of Confluence.
This is a long-range plan for the future of the county. It is broad in nature. It is big picture. But it is just a guiding document. It is not an ordinance. It is not law.
Building renewable energy projects would require a special land use permit under that proposal. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas: clear skies tonight, less humid, which is a welcome break, lows in the upper 50s, sunshine tomorrow with a high in the lower 80s. There's a 40% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night. Then on Saturday, heavy rainfall is possible throughout the area with a 90% chance of showers and storms, very humid, and a high in the mid-80s. You're listening to KPR, and it's 5:35.
This is All Things McIntyre. Hope you'll join me for Prairie Journal, 7 o'clock Thursday evening on KPER2.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. That happens at 6:01. At just about 6:12, well, it has finally happened. The World Cup 2026 kicking off in Mexico City. NPR, in the person of Ida Peralta, is there. So we will get his report coming right up here on KPR. Stay with us.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, now hosting events from 25 to 400 at an expanded downtown location, offering both full-service wedding event planning and hosting, as well as catering to weddings off-site. Venue information online at maselli's.com.
We do have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 9 o'clock tonight. This is for Allen, Lynn, Neosho, and Wilson counties. All of the activity well south of the town of Chanute, but we're keeping an eye on that. Lows in the upper 50s tonight. Sunshine tomorrow with a high in the lower 80s. 40% chance of rain tomorrow night and a 90% chance of rain on Saturday. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 6.
This is All Things Journal and Research Resources about the people and ideas behind the nation's origins. Learn more at ProQuest.com. From Progressive Insurance, where drivers can compare direct rates using Progressive's rate comparison tool, customers can see options and rates side by side. More at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. And from the Wallace Foundation.
At what point would attacks between the U.S. and Iran become a return to all-out war? That story on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. From 5 to 9 a.m., it is Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will be your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org.
How best to tackle the challenges facing America's